Good morning to you all. This is Wilmer Kaufman, 484-919-8850. I greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. This morning I would like to continue on from yesterday morning, a continuation from yesterday morning, where the Lord asks us in trials, will you still love me? Will you still want to make a difference? On Wednesday morning in Philadelphia, after having the wonderful privilege of sharing the gospel with three different men and coming into the restaurant there and meeting my friend there in the restaurant and sitting down, and the message that he was preparing for this Sunday and how he preached to me right there in the restaurant, right in the middle of Philadelphia, downtown Philadelphia. I don't know that I can bring that message here this morning word for word, but I know that it left an impact on me, and it gave me a lot to think about as I walked out. The trees. When we compare our lives to the trees, we know that the big, tall trees shelter the smaller trees. It's out there, come what may, storm, high winds, whatever. The big strength of that big tree shelters the little trees. However, what happens is the little trees cannot grow because there's too much shade. In order for the smaller trees to grow, the bigger tree has to be taken out of the way. The bigger tree needs to be cut down. It needs to be removed so that the younger trees can grow. However, when that big tree is cut down, all the waste can be cut away. All the bark and waste and what is of no good can be cleared away and burned. But what's left over can be cut up into boards. And these boards can be shipped out and built somewhere else as the younger trees grow. The interesting thing about the big tree leaving the forest, it still leaves a stump there. It still leaves its mark there for a long time. That stump will stay there for a long time. The trees, like our life, or our life, is a lot like these trees. And if we go forward as God intended for us to go forward, and we allow this process to happen in our lives, there comes a time when we are asked to shelter in different ways. Some were called in many different ways, but some ways that I'm thinking about here is our families. We're called to raise a family and shelter our little children. On the other hand, if we are operating in God's kingdom the way that God intended, we're also making disciples. And in a way, we shelter them. However, there comes a time when the young ones cannot grow to their full potential as long as the big tree continues to stay there. And many times when the big tree is removed and cut into boards, even though the boards are being sent out to be built somewhere else, that's exactly what it feels like to someone that's been sheltering, taking care, shepherding, just feels like their life is being cut apart. But what's actually happening is the hay, stubble, and straw, the waste, the branches, the twigs, all the things that are of no use in our lives are being cut away, and the usable part of us is being used. To leave that stump, to leave that mark, we're all leaving a mark as we go through life. Whether we live in one area all the time of our life or if we move, we leave a mark as we go. And that we will be known by that mark. Lena Mullet sings a song about Jesus and how we will know him. We will know him by his marks, meaning the marks that he received on the cross. We will know Jesus by the mark in his hand and in his feet. Jesus living inside of us. What is our mark going to be? So many times when we go through life, as we go through life, there are people in our lives that we really enjoy being with. And then there's also the people that are a challenge to be with. It just depends a lot on our own personality or our own experiences in who we enjoy being with. But there's always those people in our lives that can be a challenge. However, when that person moves on or dies, and even while that person is in the coffin, we will know that person by his spirit. All of a sudden, the flesh and blood is dead. It no longer speaks. It no longer moves. It no longer has a way of irritating us or frustrating us. And all of a sudden, all we know about that person is the spirit of that person. All of a sudden, we will know exactly what that person was all about. To give the roses while we live, can we, the question that I have here this morning, can we somehow see the spirit of the people around us? Can we connect? Or can we see beyond the twigs, see beyond the useless branches, see beyond all those things that'll burn up someday or go into the grave someday? Can we see beyond the flesh and blood of our neighbor today and see his spirit? I wish on my part that there would be an easier way to do that. But I think this is what Jesus saw as he was here on this earth. He saw past all those things. He saw past the twigs. He saw past the branches. And he saw the person in that person's spirit, who they really, really were. Coming back to the big tree, many of us that are familiar with the scriptures recognize Paul and his writings. And because of his writings, Paul has become a very famous man. However, when we read of Paul and Barnabas, many of us are familiar with that phrase, Paul and Barnabas. But what so many of us don't realize that it was Barnabas and Paul at first. It was Barnabas and Paul at first, and later we read about Paul and Barnabas. Barnabas was with Jesus, and Barnabas was someone that was able to see the spirit of another person. He was able to hear the spirit of another person. And when Paul, after his conversion, there in Damascus, he boldly began to speak the name of Christ. And Barnabas heard that. Barnabas saw a change in Paul, and he reached out to Paul, and he accepted Paul, and he saw beyond who this Paul guy was. And Barnabas, out of all the apostles, was willing to take Paul in. And as years went by, that all switched. Paul grew in the Lord. He grew spiritually. He grew strong. And that is where a lot of the letters of Paul that we read in our Bibles today came from, a man that was trusted and saw valued, was valued by another man. And when I see that, I see Barnabas as a very, very successful man. For many of us, we see Paul as a very successful man, and he was. I'm not taking away from that in any way. However, the successful man behind Paul was Barnabas, the man that saw deeper. Our life today is going to leave its mark. What is that mark going to be? We can choose today. Are we going to live? Is our spirit one spirit with God? And is it leaving its mark in that way? We all know that if our spirit is not one spirit with God, it's going to leave a very different mark. And people will know us. Once we're gone, people will truly, truly know who we were and what we lived for. Earlier this week, I spoke about instruction. There's a book of instruction that has been left for us. Jesus came. He showed us the way. He showed us the way to walk. He showed us how to leave a mark. And Jesus, by the marks in his hands and feet, we will know him. How are we being known? God bless you as you go forth today to make a difference while we're here, to make a difference in this world. God bless you.